I don't think I'm considered a hoe no more. I don't really got nobody in the last like two or three years.
She said
know?
No more.
Don't say no.
No,
more.
Your wholeness can get deleted.
All right, let's just get straight to it. Every woman is a hoe at some point in her life. Just think about it. Your grandmother, your mother, your auntie, they've sucked a few dicks. They rode a few dicks before they settled down with your ugly ass father, uncle, whoever, grandfather, whoever the fuck he is. Now, if you want to be like truthful, do you disrespect your grandmother? Do you call her a hoe? Do you call your mother a hoe? Do you call your auntie a hoe? Do you look at her in any light if you had found out that she fucked a few guys like you did in your 20s? No. So at the end of the day, being a hoe does not mean that you are subject to be disrespected by other people. And having a hoe phase in particular is actually supernatural, and don't let a fucking bum ass nigga tell you different. Now, there's three type of women when it comes to a hoe phase. There's the women that embrace their hoe phase. There's the women that go through it but deny it. There's the women that try to skip it and then eventually end up having it in their like 30s or 40s, right? So the women that embrace their whole phases are the Amber Roses, the Black Chynas, the Nicki Minajs, I think. I guess she talks about it in her raps. The women that go through it but deny it. The Angela Simmons. Oh, she had sex one time and, you know, she had a baby. Bitch, stop. We know you're fucking lying, and the reason why she has to front so fucking hard like that is because she has never learned in her life that it is okay to be a woman and have sexual freedom. Now, there's the women that try to grow up too fucking fast, do everything right, get their degree, car, apartment, husband at 22, have a baby by 23, and then by 32 end up divorced and fucking every nigga in town or every nigga they grew up with. Now, you don't want to be that bitch. You don't want to be an old hoe, okay? But, I mean, the whole phase is absolutely necessary. So now, like I was saying, there's two types of, I guess, there's two levels of a hoe. There's a hoe that has hoe activity, and there's the hoe that has hoe mentality. Now, the hoe activity are the actions, right? You're fucking, you're out here, you know, you posting on the gram, you DMing him, y'all meeting up, boom, boom, boom. 2 months later, boom, 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 right? Whole activity, you get the point. Now there's whole mentality where your thought process is just a hoe. And like whole activity, you could get out of your system. Whole mentality is you entirely. Like, you, your mama was a hoe, your auntie was a hoe, your grandmother was a hoe, so you just got hoe mentality. You can't help it. Now, we're not talking about hoe mentality whatsoever. The hoe phase is hoe activity. And so the hoe mentality part, we're not gonna talk about that. But pretty much those are the bitches like the Malayas. Like, you know how Drake said how Shorty didn't want to give up stripping? Yeah, she has hoe mentality, because bitch, if I get with Drake and he tell me stop stripping, I'm stopping today. Like, what are you talking about? So, those type of hoes, I have to, like, research, because I don't necessarily understand that. But then again, you know, it's still empowering in a sense, I guess. So now, getting to what the whole phase is. So mainly, it's when she experiments her sexual freedom, as I previously mentioned. In your whole phase, you're not doing anything devious. And for all my young listeners, please let it go sink in your head. You're not doing anything devious. This is something that naturally happens to a man and a woman. It's just more so condemned for women, because, you know, men could fuck around, women are not supposed to. But this is why I'm having this podcast, because I need y'all to know it's okay. Like, it happens, and you want it to happen at a certain time in your life. You don't want to be the old hoe and fucking live on Sundays or aces on Mondays. You want to be a hoe in your 20s. I would preferably say in college or after college. But, like, just know that it's okay to be a hoe. Now, today we have more sexual freedom, you know, like back in the day, women were stoned if they were promiscuous. Pretty much, you know about witch trials. If a woman wanted to be a doctor, nurse, teacher, anything other than a man's wife, she was fucking ugly. She was a witch and she was stoned and she was killed. And so that just gives you a little history about how men feel about us when it comes to doing anything that's freeing. They're intimidated. And so, you know, being a sexual free, being sexually free, you're going to intimidate some of the guys that you run into. They're going to be like, oh, she's a hoe and she's claiming it. Oh, I'm scared to fuck with that type of bitch. But let them be, you know, intimidated, because you don't ever want a man to feel like, you know, he can condemn you and call you a hoe. Because at the end of the day, if he lays with you and he calls you a hoe, he's a fucking hoe too. And there's nothing wrong with being a hoe, once again. So anyways, you know, men desire hoes, but still have a problem with settling down with the hoe. Like, niggas really think the bitches they wife don't have a fucking hoe facts. Like, we got hoe facts out here. We got bodies, okay? Like, I got bodies. It's okay. Like, it's nothing wrong with it. It's a part of being a woman. It's a part of being a responsible adult. You have to experiment in order to master things. So, I mean, and I'm also reading a book called Mastery, which is what I'm learning this shit from. And also my experiences, you know. So, you know, like I said before, ladies, trust me, your value won't go down during your whole phase. This is a part of life. And I'm sorry that your sorry ass mother, who probably told you the same shit that you're a hoe if you're doing this, didn't teach you that. And I'm sorry that your sorry ass society and whatever the fuck you grew up in told you that, you know, you're not allowed to express sexual freedom and you must just fuck one time and marry. Because that's what you call the death of a woman. And I don't want any of you listening to ever experience that life. Don't follow me if you're on the gram like, yeah, you know, I had sex with one guy, two guys, three guys, and I married the third one and I'm having a baby and I'm happy, blah, 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 because bitch, that's not reality. And I guarantee by the time you're 30, you will divorce him. So I don't want to hear that. What I want to hear is I fuck 20 niggas in my 20s. Now I'm 35 and I'm getting married. And maybe you had a baby between them 20 and 30 niggas. And now your kid is 10 years old. But guess what? You're getting married to a good guy. And that's it. That's what I want to hear. Because that's factual. Okay. So, or you fuck 20 niggas and the one nigga you did have a baby with, you stayed with him, and he stayed with you through your whole phase, and you stayed with him through his whole phase, which is a whole nother conversation, because I'm tired of hearing this ride or die chick thing too. But, you know, say that happened, and, you know, now you guys are happily married at 35. As long as you experience your whole phase before you settle down, it's all I want to hear, because honestly, you're going to fucking ruin your life if you don't. And like I said, I'm going to get into me in a little bit. But I kind of almost did until I finally had my whole phase and sucked a few dicks too, you know? So, it's best to just get the lust out of your system ASAP, you know? But on top of having the whole phase, just know that it is possible to delete your wholeness. Like, everyone laughs at Drea when she said it, but she's a real bitch for that, because you can transform your whole mentality and whole activity. Once you get that shit out of your system, and once you stop thinking like a hoe and thinking that you could do random hookups and shit by the time you're 28, then it's gone. And now you have the responsible adult woman figure in your brain, and you can act like one. Now, you know how niggas always say, can't turn a hoe into a housewife? That's forever gonna be alive. Don't ever let it faze you, bother you. Like I said, all men want to believe is that their whole facts report is flawless. That their wives never fucking fucked as much bitches as they fucked. I mean, fucked as much niggas as they fucked bitches, you know. So, the logic is sexist. However, don't make it let you feel like you're unworthy. If your body count is 20 plus, more power to you, bitch. You're popping. Like, you got the crown. Don't let any other nigga or bitch or your bum-ass mother or your sexist-ass grandmother who says she's not a feminist tell you different. Listen to me, Bella Guns. Now, like I said, the whole phase is natural and there's no escaping it. You don't want to be like the bitch that's a middle school hoe, because believe it or not, you know, women start having sex in middle school, 12-13, that's normal. You don't want to do it too early because you're not mentally there yet. And so you don't want to hoe around that early, because then you might just lose yourself and you might be the Malaya bitch and KOD who got the hoe mentality. You don't want to do that. Now, when you get to high school, not freshman year, not sophomore year, but maybe junior, senior year, that's okay. Your junior, senior year, you're 16, 17, 18, I think that's okay. I think that's okay. But there's three R's to her whole face, which I'm going to get into. Now, you don't want to be the bitch, like I said, to end up 30 plus hoeing the fuck around. That is disgusting. You don't want to be that bitch on Facebook or whatever the case, all those old people be on, direct messaging niggas like, let's meet. Oh, I miss you. Oh, I remember you used to like me in high school. That's disgusting. They should be sitting there old ass the fuck down, packing their kids' lunch, and going on travel dates with hubby. You should not be hoeing around at 30 fucking two, okay? And I don't care who feels some type of way about it. Like I said, the whole phase must happen at a certain time. So if you're past 33, you shouldn't be listening to me, because I'm 22. Now, the whole phase, as I mentioned before, I'm going to reiterate, bitches, is best between 17 to 29. Okay, those are the years where you're experiencing college, postgraduate experience, possibly graduate experience, if you guys are considering that, where you're allowed to hoe around. Now, granted, now this is where I'm going to get into me. You might have a child in between those years. I had my daughter at 20. I did not experience the whole phase before I had my daughter, and that is my fault because no one told me that that was okay. I grew up in a Muslim home. I was told, Get married. Settle down. And that was my family's mistake. And so I ended up settling down, thinking that it was love, having a baby, which I love to death, and not getting that sexual freedom that I should have got before I had her. Now, I'm experiencing my whole phase right now. And yes, I'm a mother, but I'm still in my 20s, so I pass, okay? And I mean, like I said, whole phase doesn't necessarily mean you're out here stuck in wild dick, hopping from dick to dick every night. It just means that you're being sexually free. You're not counting your bodies. You're not, oh, let me fuck my ex because he's not a new body, because bitches do that too. Like, I know I did it before too. No, you're not doing that. You're like, okay, he's a nice guy. He's treating me well. It's okay to have sex with him. And if I don't have sex with him again, it's okay. Maybe another guy. Like, you're not just wilding out. And that's the other thing I was going to get into, because there's three R's to having a whole phase. The first one is respect. You could have a whole phase and still respect yourself. You don't got to be out here craving wild dick and attention. Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to be posting your ass on the gram, busting it wide open for every and any nigga. No. When I say, just be mindful that every guy is not going to have respect for you, because he knows that he wants this and he's going to get that, and you know the same thing. So have respect for yourself. Don't just try going, you know, craving attention and dick and sex from every man or woman, whatever your sexual orientation is. Number two is restraint. Don't fuck them all, like I said. Don't be trying to go out there like, oh, let me have a threesome, an orgy, two guys on me kind of thing. Restrain yourself. Like, you can have a whole phase and not fuck 5-6 niggas in a month. You can have a whole phase and probably only fuck one guy a year. Like, that's still a whole phase. You're still out there being sexually free according to you. So have some restraint. I'm not saying go wild out. I'm saying have some restraint and still allow yourself to remember that a whole phase is natural. And three, be responsible. Like, your whole phase is never going to protect you from having a baby or getting an STD. And so, like, I shouldn't even have to sit here and sound like your fucking health teacher right now. Like, you know what's up. Be responsible. Don't be out here fucking wild dick without a condom. Like, that's whack. That's when you become a dirty bitch. And whole phases happen to all types of women, but this is a bougie bitch talking, so that's disgusting. Now, to end this podcast episode with, get the lust out of your system, and hopefully by the time you're a responsible adult, 28, 29, maybe sooner, because I'm 22 and I'm very responsible, but I ain't ready to let go of this whole phase at all, unless a nigga is willing to, like, commit to me 100%. You know, have your whole phase in peace, and hopefully by the time you're older, you'll be able to settle down and control your emotions with a man or a woman. Go out there and suck a few random dicks and post your sexy pics on the gram and show your ass out. Don't let anybody tell you different. It's not disrespecting yourself. It's not being unladylike. It's not being classless. It's being a woman. And people, and men and women both need to understand this. Like, being a woman does not, it's not a box. And I feel like I can speak to this because a lot, because I'm not only a black woman, I'm also a Muslim woman, and I'm also poor, and so, like, I have so much limitations about me, and so for me to realize this, I think it's very, like, powerful. So, like I said, there's nothing wrong with it. Eventually, you can delete your wholeness, and you will become a Drea, a millionaire-ass, sexy fucking 30-year-old bitch with a husband to become, and a baby, and some other stepchildren. You can be her. Don't let anybody tell you different. A nigga is still gonna wife you. They wanna act like, oh, she gotta have three bodies. Nigga, do you want a little kid or not? Like, do you want a woman? You want me to have three bodies, but then you want me to not blow up your phone and act like I'm about to die if I don't speak to you. You want a mature bitch or what? So don't let these niggas try to tell you different. Don't let your bum ass fucking mother and family try to tell you different. Some of them women, they grew up in fucking the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, or whatever, and they don't know better than them themselves. Like, we're in the we're in the 2000s, and we're more progressive than any other fucking generation. So just make it clear to, you know, your other female friends, if you have, that it's okay to have a whole phase. Just be, like I said, respectful to yourself, have some restraint, and be responsible. And that is the end of my whole rant, because, like I said, I'm experiencing a whole phase, and I'm so proud that I'm able to do it at 22. And that doesn't mean I'm out here fucking wild dick. Like I said, like, I'm just being sexually free. I'm not counting my bodies no more. I'm not letting that get to me. Like, oh shit, I'm at double digits. Like, I'm not letting it fuck with me. So don't let it fuck with you. Now, stay tuned for my next episode on Guns Reloaded. I know I sound like a wild bird, but I had to put on my bird voice when it comes to talking about hobonics. Have a good fucking week, bitch. Go suck some dicks, like I said, and get your money, live your life, and be Gucci. Bye.